You're tuned in to Undercurrents, your independent news source on Radio 1190. It's 6:50. This weekend marks the 23rd almost annual Matt Armbruster Memorial Big Wheel Rally. Event organizer Matt Armbruster, also known as Captain Obvious, is joining us live via cell phone talking with Undercurrents reporter Scott Gornell.
We're here with Matt Armbruster, a.k.a. Captain Obvious. Matt, for those who don't know exactly, what is the almost annual Matt Armbruster Memorial Big Wheel Rally?
Well, good afternoon, Scott. The almost annual Matt Armbruster Memorial Big Wheel Rally is a complete and total waste of time. But it's the most fun you can have wasting that amount of time here in Boulder at all. So, what we do is we meet at the West End Tavern at Saturday night at 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and we will be meeting there at the bar, and then we get our big wheels, and we ride from bar to bar to bar, moving east on the mall.
You guys start at the West End Tavern, and the flyer advertises a full throttle night of ramps and stairs, plastic and power slides. Could you take us through the typical big wheel rally starting at the West End Tavern?
You bet, Scott. We'll meet at the West End about 8 o'clock and just start gathering there. And then from then, about 10 o'clock, we ride. So what we'll do is we'll do our inaugural shot, the Statue of Liberty shot, and we'll gather at the back door and we'll ride through the West End Tavern, down the big wheel rally ramp of the six steps in the middle of the bar, and out the three steps out the front door and down to Old Chicago's where we do it all over again. So we'll be heading east on the mall, riding around Pearl Street, hitting all the bars, dancing, drinking, cavorting, doing some more riding and some power sliding. And then once we get through with all that and they kick us out of the bars about 2 a.m., then we head to the parking garage. And we go to the top of the six-story parking garage and we do a mass start and ride the ramps all the way down.
That sounds like fun. About how many participants are you expecting for this year's event?
This year could be really big. We're really not sure how many folks are going to turn out. We never are. But typically it's about 25 to 30 big wheels and usually twice as many people. But I know the interest in this year's rally has been extremely high, and there's been a lot of coverage, and so I think that it's going to be a really big crowd this year.
Now, I know you guys ride down Pearl Street Mall and actually through some of the bars. Do you experience any resistance from Boulder police or bar owners?
No, actually we don't. We've been doing this since 1991. And we know all the bar owners by name. They know us. They look forward to having us come through every year. It's a big event. And it's a Boulder institution at this point. And despite what some folks may say, the Boulder police are mighty, mighty tolerant.
I know you guys have good relations with them now, but on the website, www.bigwheelrally.com, it mentioned the gauntlet of death in 92 and being shut down by cops. Could you tell us a little about that?
That's right, Scott. Yeah, I'm surprised you found that in there. The gauntlet of death of 1992. That happened to be in the springtime. We were out on the Big Wheel Rally during an at-home CU football game. Once the game was over, Pearl Street just filled full of people. And as we come rocketing out of the bars and start riding down the mall, it didn't take long before there was about 150 people on either side of the mall cheering us on. And a couple of very large fellows hopped out of the crowd and started assisting by pushing us through the crowd. And as we shot down through the mall, it was all good fun until we came across Broadway and shot through Broadway opposing traffic. And that prompted somebody's phone call to the Boulder PD, and they came back and ever so gently reminded us, we're not allowed to ride in traffic. So that sent us to the alleyways and the back streets of Boulder, but we kept on going.
All right, we're here with Matt Armbruster, head of the almost annual Matt Armbruster Memorial Big Wheel Rally. And maybe you could tell us a little about the origins of the Big Wheel Rally back in 91.
Yeah, I always get asked that question, and I never know quite how to answer. It's kind of an inauspicious beginning. I had been in Australia for 6 months on a study abroad program, which got canceled while I was down there. So I came back home, and I didn't have a place to stay. I didn't have anywhere to live. I didn't have any classes. I finally got waitlisted for all my classes, and a friend let me shack on his couch for a few months. And it was really just a bummer. I was thinking, I really need something to look forward to, something that would just be fun. No strings attached, just plain fun. And this is the first thing that popped into my mind. So there we were. About a week later, we had 8 big wheels and 15 people, and we're heading down Pearl Street. And ever since then, we've been running it almost twice a year. Lately, we've been doing it just once a year in July. And it's been, like I said, an institution ever since.
I guess the big wheel scene is getting a little bit more national exposure lately. Could you tell us about other chapters and rallies around the country?
Yeah, it's very interesting that you should mention that. I know just offhand of 4 other big wheel rallies, one in Des Moines, one in Ohio, one in Tulsa, and one in Florida. All of them are younger than my big wheel rally, but I know I'm not the oldest one out there. There's folks in Illinois that have been doing big wheel races since 1975, and a gentleman out in Los Angeles that's been holding the kids' big wheel races since 1968, and he still has the original big wheels. But the exposure level is getting very high lately. You may have seen the Jimmy Dean commercial where they took the metal frame big wheels and modified them and raced them. Also, there's a local chapter of big wheel racers here in the metro area at extremebigwheels.com. And they actually get their metal frame big wheels, and I've ridden with them. And we go up to the top of Lookout Mountain and come down the switchbacks, hitting about 35 miles an hour in the straights. But this big wheel rally through the streets of Boulder is actually a lot lower key and a lot slower pace. We're on the flat, so it's all human power, no gravity assist, but we have a damn good time.
Sounds good. So we're here with Matt Armbruster, big wheel aficionado, and you're now getting some national exposure for your big wheel activities. Could you tell us a little about your trip to FAO Schwartz in New York City 2 years ago?
Yes, that was a landmark event, that one. Razor USA, the same folks that make all the aluminum scooters that the kids are on, they came out with, 2 years ago, a metal frame big wheel, all steel, chrome steel, with a pneumatic front tire and a V-brake and blow-molded plastic rear wheels for great power slides. And they had stumbled across Captain Obvious's website, thebigwheelrally.com. And they had invited Captain Obvious to come out to New York City to be part of the product launch. So they flew the captain out with 3 of his vintage big wheels, put him up in a Shishi hotel, and from there, the next morning, he rode his big wheel down to FAO Schwartz in the middle of the Trump Plaza, and there they had big wheel races. They had the product launch with the president of FAO Schwartz, the president of Razor, and Captain Obvious. And the entire job for the day was to teach kids how to power slide all day long.
Okay, well, we've been talking with Captain Obvious, a.k.a. Matt Armbruster. Matt, I'd like to thank you for joining us today on Undercurrents, and I understand you have a special send-off.
Yes, sir. As part of our farewell for the show, I'd like to do a stunt for the day. We're going to rocket down the sidewalk, launch off the curb into the parking lot, and conduct a power slide right in the middle of traffic. So here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Picking up speed, heading down the straightaway, coming up on the launch ramp. Woo! All right.
Sounds like fun. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to join us, Captain Obvious.
You bet, folks, and we'll see you on Saturday night at the Big Wheel Rally.